We are learning Mesechta Sivamos Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top, Pei Vav Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah, we had three sets of cases, and the second two sets of cases, which we'll call the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha is a case of a Bas Yisrael Meoresis Levi, that the Bas Yisrael married Levi, but not a Nesuin yet, only a Kedushin, or Meoberes Melevi, or Shemeres Yavam Levi. So Aloch is Loseichov Meiser. And the question was, why Loseichov Meiser? Even if she's a Yisrael, why can't she eat Maisa? Isn't Maisa for all Zarim? So Gemara says, no, it's going according to Rav Meir, who holds that Maisa is also Lazarim. And another part of the next part of the Sefer of the Brice of the Mishnah says that if it's Bas Levi, Moresis Lekayin, they won't eat, it's only Kedush Takayin, they won't eat Truma, that's good, and they won't eat Maisa either. And the question is, why don't eat Maisa, which we'll see in the Gemara later on. But like upon it, right now, we explain Pshat in what we call the Reisha, where it says, a Bas Yisrael, Moresis Levi does not eat Maisa. Why not? Because going according to Rav Meir, holds, it's also Lazarim. So Gemara says, my time with the Rav Meir. What is the reason of Rav Meir? Let's go off the four lines from the top. Amar Rav Acha b'rei de Rav, b'shmei de Gemara. Rav Acha said, b'shmei de Gemara, which means he was a Kabbal from his Rebbe, from Rav Meir. That what's the Pshat? The Pasuk says, regarding Maiser, ki es masar b'nei Yisrael asher arimu l'Hashem teruma nasati l'alavim l'nachalo. It says the Maiser b'nei Yisrael Hashem gave it to Levim for nachla, but it calls a truma asher arimu l'Hashem truma. It calls a truma, and we learn from there ma truma asur lazarim af Maiser also lazarim. We learn from there just like truma is also lazarim, the same thing Maiser is also lazarim as well. That's what we call Maiser truma. Gemara asks, "Kima chuma chayav la misa v'chaimish?" If it's called a chuma, it's exactly like chuma, and just like chuma is chayav malav misa v'chaimish, af ma'isa chayav malav misa v'chaimish. Just like chuma is chayav misa and chaimish, ma'isa also. If what does it mean misa and chaimish? That means if someone eats it b'meizid, if a zor eats it b'meizid by chuma, he's chayav misa deshmaim, and if he eats it b'shoigig, the halacha is he has to give pay a chaimish. He has to pay a chaimish. He gives back the principal plus the chaimish. That's the pasuk says. Ishki yechal kaiyish v'kagav yas chaimish yisalav. So maybe he has the same din as truma, the guy with misa v'chaimish. On makra, it says in the pasuk regarding misa o meisu boi ki yechalulu. This is regarding misa of truma. It says v'shamru es v'shmarati v'lo yisru lo v'chet meisu boi yechalulu. And darshan boi v'le v'maisa. So on makra, v'yoyis boi yechalulu. And it says by chaimish yas chaimish yisalav. And we darshan boi v'le v'maisa. That only Truma has Misa and not Maiser. Allah by Chaimish has Vyasa Chaimish Yisrael Allah, Allah loyal Maiser. So, like upon him, Pshat Rameir, which we said Rameir holds, that it's also Lazarim, is because it's a limud from the Pasuk, yes, Maser B'nai Yisrael, Shirili Hashem, Truma. Now, the Rabban argue, Rabban holds Zara is Mutter B'Truma, Zara is Mutter B'Maiser Rishon. Remember, Maiser Rishon, Truma is the first, the thing you take off the Tevel's Truma. And Truma is either 1/40th or 1/50th or 1/60th, depends, it's Ayin Toiva, Ayin Ro, or Beinus. The next step is 10% for Maaser Rishon, and the next thing is 10% for Maaser Sheni, and in the third and sixth year, that 10% is Maaser Oni, actually. Balak Abonim, so Truma is also Zarim, has a din, Chaimesh, and Misa. And Rav Meir is saying, we learn from the word Truma, that Maaser Rishon is also Asal Azarim. But Rabbanon hold that Truma is Mutal, that Maaser Rishon is Mutal Azarim. So why does it say, why is it called Truma? For what is it called Truma? Rabbanon, I tell you why it's called Truma. Maaser Rishon, why is Maaser Rishon called Truma? To teach us, Rabbanon, Ma Truma Teveles, Af Maaser Rishon, Ami Tevel. Just like if you have a whole mixture and you didn't take Truma yet, the whole entire thing is Tevel and it's also to eat. Same thing if you took a Truma already, but you didn't take Maaser Rishon yet, it's also Tevel. That's the chiddush of the word truma. Ukinatanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yosi Eimer, Yochel lo yehi chayiv ela al tevel shloi hura menu kolikar. You would think maybe you only chayiv on tevel that was not, that you didn't take out anything from it. You didn't do any hafrasha from it. You didn't do any separation from it. But hura menu truma gedoyla, ala hura menu maisa rishoin. But in a case, in the event that you took off, you separated Truma Gedolah, but you didn't take off Maaser Rishon, or you even took Truma Gedolah and Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, you didn't take Maaser Sheni. But Filu Maaser Oni, a third year, you're only missing Maaser Oni. Maybe it's not Tevel. Maaser, I took off Truma, I took off Maaser Rishon. How do you know that it's I know that the halacha is that's tevel menayin. Tam loymar says in the pasuk l'such lecha b'sharecha. It says in one pasuk l'such lecha b'sharecha. La'alanu oymer. It says in another pasuk when it talks about ma'isa oni va'ochlu b'sharecha v'saveu. Ma sharecha amula halo ma'isa oni. Just like sharecha by ochlu b'sharecha v'saveu. It's talking about ma'isa oni. Af the loysuch al sharecha. Af sharecha makam ma'isa oni. It's saying you can't eat it until you separate the ma'isa oni. V'rachmana loysucha you can't eat it. So we bring from a braisa that there's a din tevel from even ma'isa oni. Okay, if that's true, so then why does Rabbanon need the pasuk truma? We just saying that Rabbanon need the pasuk truma. Ma'isa Rishu say it's tevel. We just have Rabbi Yisrael made a whole drasha over here how we know that it's tevel. He says from the pasuk of l'such alechel. So v'ima hasam hava mina lala. But if you just had the pasuk l'such alechel, says alav. Oh, misa the misa on tevel loy kamash malon. The din truma, that the din of tevel, that if you didn't take off ma'isa rishon and ma'isa oni and ma'isa sheni, it's a chi of misa. Now, just 2 points to speak out. Point number one is that I'll tell you why maybe you need Rabbanan's drasha. Because all you see from the drasha of Rabbi Yossi is ma'isa oni, because it's l'such lecha b'sharecha. So on that, Tosfos Hashanim says, it'll be a kalvachomer. If ma'isa oni makes a tevel, kalvachomer, ma'isa rishon and ma'isa sheni that you didn't separate will make it tevel. And it's not called Emazir Medin because it's a Gila Milsa. That's number one. Number two, Kasha, you would ask, is that good now that I have this din of Truma by Maisa Rishon? It's called Truma, that's Tevel, and Yechayev Misa. But how do you know Yechayev Misa by Maisa Ani? Because Maisa Ani doesn't say the word Truma there, only the word Truma of Maisa Rishon. Maybe Maisa Rishon Mochama. So Tosfos asked that Kasha, then Rashi in the middle. Tosfos asks, "In time when only tell Maisa Ani be Misa, halo iskish Truma." So Tosfos answers, "The Shema ain't be Misa. That's one teres. Or since it's not different, since it has din Tevel, automatically goes into the din Misa. Automatically goes into the din Misa." And so that's what's happening over here. There's some other points in Tosfos we're not going into now. Baal Kaponim, we are Fir Rabbanan, he learns the word Truma is teaching you that it's din tevel. Lishna Achrina, a different version of the same discussion. So the way it works is like this. The Rabbanan answered that you need the word Truma for tevel. Instead of saying Kidatanya, the Mara's Akasha. Maisa Rishon Tavel, with Rabbi Yossi Nafka, learn from Rabbi Yossi. So what do you need? The Pasuk of Truma, go straight to that Akasha. It doesn't say like a Raya, and then we say just as a Akasha. And for the Gemara, ima he have a mina lav. If you learn now from Rabbi Yossi then alone, you think it's only a lav. Misa lo, yikumash lo, and the even chayiv misa. So akaponim, we sepsha in the Mishnah that Bas Yisrael moresis Levi, a Bas Yisrael that has a kedushin to a Levi does not eat ma'isa. Why not? Why can a zara eat ma'isa? It turns going to go to Rabbi Yossi also a zara. So more of the kasha. Okay, you took care of the ratio. What about the seifa? Maya kimta kurameyer, emer seifa. Look at the seifa. It says bas levi moresis lekayin. A bas levi that gets kedushin from a kayin, or bas kayin lelevi, or bas kayin to levi. Loisoicha levetchuma leymaisa. Mishnah says you don't need chuma maisa. Now why not? She's not a czar, so chuma here doesn't eat because she's not married to the kayin yet. Or a bas kayin had kedushin from levi. That's mafkia her than churuma. But Maisa, what's going on here? Why shouldn't she eat Maisa? Mamanoshach. If she's a Levi or married to Kohen, either way she eats Maisa. Maisa Rishon. So what's going on? Hocha, my Zaris equal. What's a Zaris? If shot in the Mishnah of Leisaycha Maisa was a Zaris Tikkadin, so what's shot in the Sefer? So therefore, Rav Sheshes comes and says that both cases, both the Rishon and the Sefer and the Mishnah, are not because going according to Ramea. Ramea is Takanaka Hilkasa, a Zarki eat Maisa Rishon, and it's a different shot. Om Rav Sheshes, the way Rashi learns that my is changing both. Om Rav Sheshes, my ina echelas dekatoni. Like Rashi says, kula mastisim l'gav ma'isa. What does it mean? It means eino neisenes reshus litroim. That when she's in the status of just a kedushin, she has no reshus to be tayrim her husband's tvua without reshus, her husband's fruits and vegetables, whatever it is, without reshus. And therefore, when this l'seichel ma'isa means, she can't go ahead and eat the food of her husband. Why? Because it's tevel, and she can't go ahead and do a separation herself without permission. And that's the chiddush of Mishnah. Mishnah like this: about Shom or Resa Levi, leisoichel b'maiser. Why not? Because she has no right to take off maiser without permission. That's the halacha. That's the halacha we're saying. Mechlal zok tomorrow the nesua neisanes v'shus. It's mashma that a nesua could do it. Mar says in, yeah. But tayot in a braisa. that once Aisha is married, she has full rights to take, even if it's not hers, it's her husband's, but she has full right to take off Truma herself. Tanya, look in the price. So the pasuk says, "V'chaltem oisoy b'chol mokoyim ato uveischem kisocha ulechem chev oreischem v'alamayit." So it says, "Ato uveischem," and we darshan from that. Mimal su'a b'asa sho'oshen is senes reshus litroim. Ato im reshus litroim in a lechol, may it give you reshus to eat it. This is toma truma. Oma truma chamura, echeles, maisa akala kolshkein. Of course, she gets married to a koi and she's let eat truma, so maisa is a chiddush. So this pasuk actually talking about meiser. This pasuk talking about meiser. So it says maybe she just actually allowed to eat meiser. What do you mean? If she eats the truma, of course she get meiser. Limit on the suah bas shalosh and senes reshus litroim. You see him here that she has a senes reshus litroim. That's the halacha that she has reshus to be tayr. She has reshus to be tayr. Akaponim, it comes out that lefizeh that the whole gemara is really a chazara. They're not going according to our mayor. And what it means, Le'soichel b'mayisah means, she has no right, Abbas Yisrael, Maresa Levi, has no right to go take off Maestris from her husband's things, and therefore he can't eat it. That's the halacha. That's the halacha. I'm saying, the truth is that it could have really set a case, even of Abbas Yisrael to Yisrael, it bothers me, but like what's special about this case then? But even this case, where it's to a Levi, the rest of the Levi, still she has no reshus to take off Meiser. Akaponim, this whole halacha has nothing to do with the permission to eat Meiser. It has no permission to take off the tumor of Meiser, the tumor of Meiser itself. I'll tell you the chilukah like this. Because here the chiddush is that you can't take off the tumor of Meiser off the reason why it says lo seichel Meiser means, I don't know if I said it right before, is that the Levi has Maaser Rishon. Levi got Maaser Rishon from Yisrael. The loch is Maaser Rishon is Tevel until you take off Chumas Maaser. Until you take off Chumas Maaser to the Koyim. So we're saying over here, she has no right to take off the Chumas Maaser. Loshech Maaser means she can't eat the Maaser. Why not? Because you can't take off the Chumas Maaser to give to the Koyim. Loshech Maaser means because she can't take it off herself. But you could have said a case also where a Bas Yisrael is molested to a regular Yisrael, and there, the Tvua, you can't take over Truma herself, you could have said the same type of halacha. Okay. Zog the Gemara Vayit. So that's Rav Papa's, Rav Sheshu's Teretz. And Rav Sheshu said that the case of L'Seichel Maisa means she has no right to take off Truma's Maisa. Zog the Gemara Vayit, another Teretz. Mar Berei de Ravona Omar, now, Rashi learns over here that we're keeping the Reisha themselves. The Reisha, Loseich of a Meiser, means she can't eat it, like Rav Meir, because Osel Azarim. So therefore, Bas Yisrael, Hamareses Alevi, can't eat Meiser. Why? Because she's only Mareses, and it's Osel Azarim. The Seifa, that's talking about Bas Levi to Akoyin, where there, Raman of Shach, she's not Azar. So what does it mean there, Loseich of a Meiser? It means you don't give her. She doesn't go to collect Meiser. That she ain't cholkel on Meiser based agronis. So the Gemara, and the Gemara has to explain this better. So honey chlamandi yamba mishum yichud, that's why a lady can't go collect Meiser because yichud. Elamandi yamba mishum grusha, but if you don't have a holds that you don't give truma to a lady by based agronis because of grusha, because what does it mean? Maybe she's going to get divorced and she's not divorced in the kayan, she can't eat truma anymore as you go collect. She's going to go collect truma, and that's going to be a problem because she's not going to eat truma anymore. Grusha bas levi mi okla b'maiser. But here it's a bas levi. So even if she's a grusha, she's still a maiser. So what's the gzera exactly? What's the gzera exactly? V'letameich, so I ask on you, that when you ask an evi dinna koyin, by truma you understand that you don't give out truma because a gzera, she's going to get divorced and she's still going to get truma. But and why does she have the same halacha? You don't give her a beis agronis. And l'gzeirah b'shem grusha v'asrael. By truma, we don't give out beis agronis because a grusha v'asrael. Here also, by Levi also have a grusha v'asrael. So upon what we're saying right now is like this: that the seifa, when it says l'seicha b'maisa, means you don't give out maisa to her. You don't, not machalik ma. Avash she's allowed to eat maisa. Either way, she's not a zara. She's a bas Levi or married to kohen. What's the difference? She's allowed to eat. So what does it mean lo yisoichel ma'aser? You don't give out ma'aser. If you don't give out ma'aser, what's the reason you don't give out ma'aser? Even if she's divorced, she's allowed to eat ma'aser. There it says, otu egrusha bas Yisrael. So Freitim Marakasha, if that's the case, that we're saying you're not allowed to get, you're not allowed to collect Maisa, Halacha is even if you're married, you can't collect Maisa then. If you want to say Halacha, you're not allowed to collect Maisa by the basic runners, by the threshing place, so even in the Suh also, what does it do with Maresas then? Nothing to Maresas. Chalukah basic runners means they have to be married even. So I did Tony Reisha Maresas, since the Reisha says Maresas, which means the Reisha Bastion Maresas Levi, which is handing to eat Meiser, she like eating Meiser, even though she's a Zar. And the din of, in this din alone, in the last case alone, when it says Bas Levi Maresas the Kayin, regarding eating Truma, they're those places all Dafka Maresas. Therefore, Tana Rama says Maresas also regarding Meiser, also collecting Meiser also, it says Maresas. Really, the Nasu also can't collect. The circle Meiser also on Nasu also. But it says there, Maresas also. Because Agav the Reisha. Akaponim, we have, this is the last pshat, that really is going according to Rameya. And the problem is, Chaluka Bevesa Gronis. So the Masha asked, why here is Rashi fine with saying the Reisha is going according to Rameya and the Seif is going with Chaluka Bevesa Gronis? And before, he had to say both, in the first pshat, the Rav Sheshes, he had to say both cases meant you don't have a right to take off the Trumas Meiser. Say here also, both cases are the case, you can't collect. So Masha says, there would only be a gzera not to collect Meiser if it's a chshash iser. But if you hold not like Rameya, there wouldn't be an iser to collect Meiser Beis HaGronos. If it's only a shiloh of Geneva of the Shevet Levi, there wouldn't be a gzera that you shouldn't collect because you might collect after your grusha Beis HaGronos. It's only passes to say the gzera because it's an iser lazar. That's what Shah speaks out. And therefore, must be, we're going to Rameya anyway, so therefore you might as well. Zetzain derecho, a sheikh of Meiser mean, not Rameya. But in the first pshat, we're not mukhat the whole like Rameya. Rameya is now the lach of the Meiser anyway, so rather not Zetzain like Rameya. And therefore, we'll tie the whole Mishnah to mean, L'Sheikh HaMaisa means, you don't have a right to take of Trumas Maisa. So the bottom line, we have two Pshatim, what it means, L'Sheikh HaMaisa in the Reisha, either means they don't have a right to take of Trumas Maisa, as of Sheikh's Pshat, and for the other man, the Amulet, the Pshat is because you can't eat it, because you're going to our mayor. And the Seifa, the two Pshatim are, L'Sheikh HaMaisa means either you now take of Trumas Maisa, or it means, for the Maskana, for Marbre the Ravana, that the Pshat is because you not Machalik, to a lady, Meiser in the basic runners. It's even in the Suah. What's that? It's Bas Levi Mereses Lekoyin. There it is. Agav, the other cases that says Me'ureses.